Hello and welcome to the I Am Jane Wilson podcast. I am Jane Wilson, the Healing Rebel. Today I wanted to share a conversation that I had with a client the other day. They contacted me to see about working with me, and their challenge was deciding what it was that they wanted to work on, because they felt like they wanted to work on their weight, they wanted to work on movement, they want to work on overall health. They just felt like everything had, they'd lost control, lost contact with everything, and they just didn't know where to start. That's what they were really, really struggling with. So I had two questions for her. The first one was, do you know your values? And she didn't know what values were. She'd never heard of this concept. And also, like, what have you tried in the past and what's failed? And basically everything that she's tried in the past has failed. And I suggested to her that if she didn't know what her values were, that can be why she's not been able to stay focused and stay motivated. So I sent her over the spreadsheet with all the values on it that you get with my book. And also if you do the Healing Rebel Body and Mind Reset Masterclass, or if you come and do Body and Mind Reset coaching with me, or if you just want to do this task and don't have a vocabulary list of different values. So I sent her over this list and gave her the instructions of how to work out what her values were. So we had a follow-up conversation. Before we had a follow-up conversation, I also sent her out the Wheel of Happiness. I was like, you need to look at your life broken down into different pieces. So your health, your relationships, how you have fun, if you have any kind of religious or spiritual focus, if that's something that you do or don't want, relationships, health, movement, all these, like there's sleep, there's eight different categories on the wheel. And mark each one out of 10, where 0 is you're in absolute despair from it, 10 is you couldn't do it any better and you're really, really happy. Mark each of these out of 10 and then see where you sit the lowest. And then check with yourself, is that okay for you to start working on just now? So for her, her two lowest were her sleep and her movement. And I said, right, okay, that's fine. If we work on your movement, that is going to help improve your sleep. Because there is research come out that has shown that people who are sedentary have much higher levels of anxiety, and it makes sense because you're not burning off energy that we would have been burning off. I was going to say back in the caveman times, but even back in, like, before we had washing machines and dishwashers and a supermarket where you went and got all your messages from. You know, like even pre-war, we moved a lot more, like 50s, 60s, 70s, people didn't have two-car households. That wasn't the normal. It was only sort of into maybe the late 80s and 90s that having cars to get everywhere and having supermarkets that were open 24 hours a day, so you didn't ever have to go to the butchers and the fruit person and the fishmongers and the bakers. You didn't have to go to all these individual shops. So through her being able to establish what her values were, what her priority right now was, we were able to then say, right, when you're making decisions around movement, how do they fit with your values? How do they tick a box in your values? Now, in that initial list, not all the values are going to be relevant, but some of them will be. So for example, if fun is one of your values, is the movement choices that you're making fun for you? It's quite a simple question. Or are you doing them because you think that you should be doing them? They're two very different movement modalities. When it comes to movement, if honesty is one of your values, are you being honest about how much you can move, and honest about how much you need to move, and honest about how much you actually are moving? If caring is one of your values, is the movement that you are choosing to do, does it feel like it's caring for you? So if you hate running, and you're doing it because you think that you should do it, is that you caring for yourself? Some would argue yes, some would argue no. You, only you can make that decision for yourself. Is there another way that is more caring for you that you could do that movement? So that's why I really feel that it's important. And you could take that if movement wasn't the most important thing, if it was nutrition, diet, something else, looking at the values, what values fit with this, right, okay, are you meeting your values when we look at this aspect of your life? So that's like reasons and explanations. And when we had the follow-up conversation, she was saying to me, she's like, do you know, nobody's ever asked me that question. Nobody's ever spoken to me about this. And it makes sense as to why, when she's embarked on previous journeys, that they haven't worked for her. You fall down at maybe not the first hurdle, maybe the second hurdle, third hurdle, because you are pushing against your own personal values. So if you struggle making change, if you struggle working on yourself, start with your values and then work from there, because they are the most valuable pieces of information that you can have. Now, if you're working with me in more in depth and you get your initial life values, and I talk about this in the book 9 Rules to Sort Your Shit, you want to get your life values, you want to get your relationship values, work career values, and money values. These are really like breaking down different values for different aspects of your life, really important, because overall life values, career values, and relationship values might all slightly be different, and that is good. Then you can then look at your relationship with maybe your romantic partner and be like, okay, we need honesty, we need integrity, we need commitment, or maybe if you're not in a monogamous relationship, whatever that looks like, then maybe in work there is focus, determination, knowledge, like there are different values can sit in there. Really interesting task to do, really valuable task to do. And if you listen to Spotify and you've got Spotify Premium, then you can listen to my audiobook as part of that membership. And if you've got Audible, you can listen to my book as part of that membership. And even if you don't have these, you can buy the audiobook if you don't like to read a paper book, or if you just find it easier to have somebody in your ears going and telling a story. So definitely check that out. And if you want to buy the actual physical paperback book, it is available on Amazon. And the original version of it can be bought from any bookshop, but that hasn't been edited and updated. The new version is an Amazon KDP book because it was complicated and going to be very expensive for me to change the original format of it. So if you're happy with the unedited version, where there's quite a few commas missing, because I write how I talk, then you can get the original one. Any bookstore can order it in for you. Anywhere that you buy your books, you can get it. But otherwise, Amazon is always super handy. Next day delivery, unfortunately, but sometimes you have to do these things. That's all I'm going to say today. I'm actually keeping this one short and sweet, as I intended. I have not rambled on for 30 minutes. Yo, yay me, whoop whoop. So I hope that's been useful to hear how that has been put into action. If you want to do the Body and Mind Reset Masterclass, then just pop on to my website or drop me a message and I'll send you over the link. If you go to free courses, then you'll be able to access it there from my website, iamjenwilson.com. And if you want to work with me, just reach out. All the information of the different ways that you can move, relax, heal are all on the website. And if you're not sure where you want to start or where you want to go with it, you can book in for a free consultation. We'll have a chat and get you moving in the right direction. All right, have a wonderful day, whatever you're up to, and I will see you on the next podcast. Oh, and remember to like, share, follow, subscribe, wherever you're listening. Help me grow this podcast so that I can help more people. Thank you so much.